When it comes to words, slow is better. There are very few emails I actually read unless they are from readers or clients. I go by subject line. And today I opened an email that was talking about reading, saying that being a slow reader and being a picky reader is a good thing. I don't like the dude who sent it. Why? I don't think you have any control over who you like and who you don't. Just because you should like someone, please don't try to like them. It is like trying to have a bowel movement when you have nothing to give. Really? You can love someone, if your vibration is around 600 or above, and are willing to love them. Love doesn't need you to like someone, by the way. Like is instinctual. Love isn't. You'll notice that likes have reasons. How come? Humans make decisions emotionally but justify it with reasons. That's how come. You like something, a person, a vegetable, an activity for reasons you can't see. Because they are biological, I think. But love is voluntary. Love is a choice. For no reason. You choose to love. Or not. Anyway, I digress. I wanted to write about that email, and reading slowly, and what that dude was selling in that email. I read slowly. And I stop often and ponder. That is part of reading. This is why I don't like audiobooks. They go too fast, and it is technical to stop when I want to ponder. So after listening to an audiobook I have symptoms of indigestion. I am also dyslexic. I can't read for than a few paragraphs on my computer screen. When I read more I get horrible anxiety, disorientation, so I read lying in my bed. And I read a lot. I read, mostly, fiction. Very rarely non-fiction. Non-fiction writers mostly bore me even if I am interested in the topic. There are, of course, rare exceptions. Dan Kennedy is very readable to me, for example. Some journalists who act as reporters, like Ian Leslie, are very readable. And lately I like Andrew Thomas's Hidden in Plain Sight series. A worldview shaper. For me. But learning more about business, marketing, so I can do it better would be really good. So when the dude offered a book that he has an exclusive for, thus driving up the price of a book that should be 10 bucks, to hundreds, I experienced what a lot of my students experience: it is not fair. Monsanto and its expropriating seeds came to mind. Is knowledge something you can hold back because you want to make money with it? In my early years offering my services, a lot of people were unhappy with me. They thought I should give away my time, my energy, my knowledge. And I did. But everything worth having is going to need your participation. Nothing works on its own. And most people didn't, couldn't use my stuff, and still can't. Not just my stuff, any stuff. I remember when I was selling the healing codes as an affiliate. I had some friends I was helping. People I knew from Peak Potentials. And they never used the program correctly, and they never got anything out of it. I did, but they didn't. Most anything you buy because you want the results. It won't work for you, even if the thing can work. But you don't have the mindset, the soft skills, the understanding, the attitude, the persistence to benefit. We, as a species, are clueless, half-blind, moronic creatures. I started the work almost exactly 11 years ago, on Rosh Hashanah. I launched it officially on Yom Kippur, a week or so later. Unlike most gurus, I evolved myself and the work, steadily. I am not saying I was happy that I had to evolve to make it work. And yet. When I read some of my early writings, I am embarrassed. Every time I saw something, in the past 11 years, that struck me as the solution to the human condition, I thought I had it. And was not very happy that most things didn't go through like heated knife in butter. How do I know if something works or not? Is the fact that it works for me or that source says it works a proof that it works? No, it isn't. I need to create a methodology for people with a much, much lower vibration than mine. Or it simply won't and can't work. And unless it can work for all people, meaning all soul corrections, then it is not a valid methodology either. The newest incarnation of the work is very interesting. The theory is that we only actually see, consciously, what we have words for. And the words make it possible to see, consciously, but these same words are also a limiting factor. We are born with a lot of room to be, do, and no seeing. No words, therefore no limits. Every word given to us either makes the room bigger or makes the room to be smaller. Then there are the interpretations we make up, starting around age 3. Interpretations are words. Most of the words we say, our interpretations when something unpleasant happens, something that doesn't fit with our worldview of how things should be, are limiting. Making the room smaller, for many people much, much smaller. Our worldview is under attack. The world should be the way we want the world to be. And suddenly it isn't. And when it isn't, we ask the questions, one or all. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with them? And what's wrong with it? The world. And the world of right and wrong is born. Then and there. Religion only strengthens that limited world wrong creates. Your life unfolds consistent with what you found wrong, how you expressed it. And your life unfolds in a tiny, limited space it allows you. The work is about creating elbow room for you to be. As much elbow room as you are willing to have. For some it will be a wide open space. For others it is some extra room so they can grow, accomplish, and finally love themselves and their lives. It is all the work can give you. Space. Freedom to be. What you'll do with it will still be up to you. Some will get wings and become world famous. Others find themselves safe enough to pay attention to their clients and patients, and people in their lives. Yet others will be able to make a living in a way that it is enjoyable, and a self-expression. Yet others, for the first time ever, will be taking care of themselves, give themselves what they have expected the world, others to give them. It is not a one-size-fits-all. But no matter what size your room grows, and what you do with it, you'll experience a shift in your world. A shift that will allow you to love yourself, and love your life. Watch my language, please. My articles also need to be read slowly. I said will allow you, it doesn't say you'll love yourself and you will love your life. The door is open. But it is you who needs to walk through it. If what you see doesn't change, there won't be more room, there won't be allow you. Affirmations, positive thinking, avoiding negativity all make the room smaller. Because they are still in the world of right and wrong. So not any and all word techniques will make the shift. Just like a nose surgery didn't make the woman see herself as beautiful, Maxwell Maltz, Psycho-Cybernetics book, Changing Your Worldview, your self-view is more complicated than the solutions those word techniques offer. Most students have participated hundreds of hours before they are ready to have the shift. If you entertain the idea that things should be instant, or at worst fast, you'll never get there. Because it is neither instant nor fast. I got to where I am, peace of mind, self-love, etc. in 30 years. I have known people who worked on themselves longer than that and didn't get anywhere. When I first learned about transformation, I was an alien in this country. And as an alien, I heard words I didn't know what they meant. Words like generosity, or authenticity, or contribution. Word like those. Many words. So I started to study them in earnest. Watch myself, watch people. Until I was clear what the words don't mean. Until I was clear that most people use the words meaning what the words didn't mean. I didn't realize that this has been the secret to my ascension. My unwillingness to accept words on face value. To assume that things mean the words that are used to mean it. You think you know. Because you have words. But when I muscle test your word accuracy, your measure is puny. Like 1-2% accurate. And you judge, summarily. One of my breakthroughs came through a conversation with a painter. I was looking at the painting of a tree, and remarked that the leaves had different colors. He explained to me that depending on how the light hits the leaf, or which side of the leaf I see, the leaf will have a different color. My life isn't and wasn't about leaves. It is about the color of incidents depending where you shed the light at them from. You look from the side, from above, from behind, and you'll see what happened differently. The same with people and their behaviors. Depending how flexible you are in your vantage point, you'll judge them, or see them as valid, worthy, a bumbling idiot, an asshat. Or whatever. And yet, it is all words. Words allow you to see. Words also limit you to see only what the words allow. So yeah. Reading slowly and seeing slowly are useful if you want to love yourself, love people, and live a life you love. In the Face the Tiger workshop, the live session we had on the 17th, I worked, exclusively, with the words. Could I have done it better? Hell yeah. I am still developing it as a methodology. My core group are both the partners and the beneficiary of the work I need to do to make it foolproof. Precise. But the principle was clearly laid out in the September 17th session. If you would like a copy of that call, you can. And if you want, you can sign up to another live session, that hasn't been scheduled yet, but will be on a Saturday. Depending on who is coming, I'll set the date and the time. I have a few lurkers down under. I hope they will throw their hat in the ring. Here is the link to buy, or sign up, or whatever. Get the recording of session 2. You'll see that we start with the original incident that happened when you were 3 years old. Your interpretation, what you made wrong, is the foundation of your worldview. And then we endeavor to expand that single line to first a wider line and then space to dance. To be free. In every session you can only take it so far. Your ego won't allow you to go too far. It may even make you sick to hold you back. Or stupid, confused, disoriented. So go slow. Wild turns won't work.